The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 Sports Special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the diamond for some exciting spring sports action. And now, here's the diamond voice for the Irish, Roy Elijah, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good morning to you softball fans, and a happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you in Irish Nation, wherever you may reside, in Walla Walla Valley or the surrounding areas, or perhaps this morning you're joining us by way of the internet, and that suits me just fine. Thank you very much. I'm Roy Elijah, and we are delighted to have you with us for another session of DeSales High School Softball right here on your home for Irish Radio. Tonight, we bring you a state semifinal contest in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament. I did say tonight. I actually meant this morning. It was a late night, so please forgive me. But in any event, it should be a exciting contest, a state semifinal game between two Southeast 1B League rivals, the DeSales Irish, two-time defending state champions, about to take on the top seed in this year's state tournament, the Patriots of Liberty Christian. Both of these teams winning quarterfinal games on Friday here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. DeSales shutting out Wilbur Creston Keller by a score of 13-0, and Liberty Christian victorious over Dayton by a final count of 11-1. We will continue our pregame show from Yakima after we step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elijah, about to bring you semifinal action in the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Championships. The DeSales Irish, two-time defending state champions, about to take on the Liberty Christian Patriots. And here are the starting lineups for this upcoming semifinal game, beginning first of all with the designated guest, the DeSales Irish. Their starting lineup, as announced by head coach Pat Wall. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Teresa Holsinger. Addie Mason will be in the circle and bat second. Hitting third will be the catcher, Rosalind Block. In the cleanup spot at second base will be Lindley Donnelly. Batting fifth, playing center field, will be Madison Ortuño. Batting next will be Peyton Benavides. She will start at first base. Myra Rodriguez will bat next. She'll be in left field. Hitting eighth, playing third base, Gretchen Ferraro. And in the ninth spot, playing right field, Yadira Perez. Starting lineup for the Liberty Christian Patriots. Leading off and playing third base will be Cheyenne Guerin. Megan Butcher, the catcher, will hit second. Batting third will be the pitcher, Bella Rogel. Batting fourth will be Madison Getchell. She's playing first base. Reese Giros will be playing right field and hit next. Hitting at sixth will be Kiana Westfall. She's at shortstop. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Malia Westfall. Batting eighth, playing left field, Kaya Stevenson. And the designated player, Ava Quiros, will bat ninth. And in the flex, playing center field, Taylor Hawk. We are set and ready to go on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Yakima. And this tournament, of course, getting underway on Thursday with four loser out contests. Quarterfinal action was played yesterday, and now we are into the semifinals and consolation round during this final day of the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. We're going to be getting underway just a little before 9 o'clock on this Saturday morning, and Teresa Holsinger will lead things off for the DeSales Irish, to be followed by Addie Mason and Rosalind Blunt. Rohel, the starting pitcher for Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian dressed in navy blue jerseys with red lettering, red numerals, and white trim this Saturday morning. And our first pitch of this semifinal game is down low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. We are underway at 8:57 on this Saturday morning. 1-0 is the count on Teresa Holsinger, who was 2-for-3 in yesterday's win over Wilbur Preston Keller. And the next delivery to her is at the letters for a called strike. And the count is even at one ball and one strike. A lot of room down the left field line for Holsinger, should she choose to go that way. Next delivery is high ball two, two balls and one strike. The Irish and Patriots playing in the last two state championship games. Two seasons ago, a 9-3 victory here in Yakima. Last year, a 4-3 Irish triumph. Ball bounced to the left side. It is picked up through the first. Is just in time. A nice play by Guerin to Getchell to get a hustling Holsinger. 5-3 on the putout. We have one up and one down here in the top half of the first inning. Kate Dunham, of course, a key cog in DeSales' run to the state championship in 2024. And wouldn't you know it, 2 years later, she's a Northwest Athletic Conference champion. Played the last couple of seasons, the last couple of springs at Mount Hood Community College in Gresham. The Saints winning the NWAC championship. An exciting championship game just a week ago. They defeated Lower Columbia by a score of 6-5. Our congratulations to Kate Dunham. First delivery to Mason, misses low, and the second misses low as well. The count is two balls and no strikes on Addie Mason. Mason, in yesterday's quarterfinal game, 1-for-3. Also walked in the ball game. Two balls, no strikes. The count, and Rohel runs, kicks, and delivers. And the pitch is there for a strike, I believe. No. Missed inside. And the count, three balls and no strikes. The play was right at the belt, or perhaps just a tad inside. 3-0 is the count on Mason. The pitch on the way by Rohel. That is inside ball four. A four-pitch walk for Addie Mason. Stepping up to the plate will be Rosalind Block. Runner at first with one out here in the top half of the first, and we are delighted to have you with us for our DeSales softball coverage on this Memorial Day weekend. Pitch on the way by Rohel is right there for a strike at the knees, and the count is 0-1. Our broadcast location is field level. We are just to the right of home plate, and to our right, DeSales partisans, the Sales occupying the first base dugout for this game. And there is a base hit through the left side of the Patriots infield. The ball bounced into left field by Block. Mason to second base, and the Irish with runners at first and second with one out here in the top half of the first. And that will bring up Lindley Donnelly, who had quite a day on Friday. Lindley was 2-for-3 in the quarterfinal victory, including a sacrifice fly. She had 4 RBI in the ball game. 3 of those runs coming on a bases clearing double. And first pitch to Donnelly over the inside corner for strike one. No balls and 1 strike to count on Lindley Donnelly. We had Marshall Donnelly, quite an athlete at DeSales some 2 decades ago. Next delivery is there for a strike, and the count is 0-2. That one over the outside corner. 0-2 is the count on Lindley Donnelly. Coming in with a .442 batting average. And the 0-2 pitch on the way by Rohel. That is foul to the right side. Back and out of play, and the count holds at no balls and 2 strikes. 4 games played on Thursday here, all loser out. Quarterfinal action was staged yesterday. And the 0-2 pitch on the way by Rohel, just outside, ball one, 1-2. Matty Ortuño is on deck. We are scoreless here in the top half of the first inning, but the Irish with 2 runners aboard. Runners at first and second. The 1-2 pitch on the way is hit to the left side. Stepping down the bag for one is the third baseman. Throw to first is not in time. Third baseman Garen taking that bouncer, getting the force at third. Her toss across, not in time. So Donnelly is safe on the fielder's choice. 5 unassisted, 2 out here in the top half of the first. And on the play, Block advances to second. Runners at first and second with 2 down. Here is Maddie Ortuño. The pitch to her is fouled at the plate. 1 bounce and off the screen to our right. And the count is 0-1. No balls and 1 strike on Ortuño. She was 0-for-2 in yesterday's ball game, but she did score twice. Pitch on the way. Swung on a miss, and the count is 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes on Maddie Ortuño. If she can keep the inning alive, Peyton Benavidez would follow. 0-2. Hill's 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on a miss for strike 3. And side retired. The Irish threaten. And that's all here in the top of the first inning. No runs for the Irish. 1 hit, couple of runners left. There were no Patriots errors. And after a half inning of play, DeSales no score. Liberty Christian coming to bat. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
To the bottom of the first inning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish not scoring in the top of the first, and Liberty Christian batting here in the bottom of the first. And the first delivery by Addie Mason to Cheyenne Guerin is swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. 0-1 pitch on the way. And this is just outside, ball one, 1-1. 1-1 is the count on Guerin, to be followed by Megan Butcher. and Bella Rohel. 1-1 pitch on the way is foul back and out of play over the screen. And the count is 1-2 on Guerin, playing third base for the Patriots this morning. Irish defensively, Ferraro at third, Holsinger at short, Donnelly at second, Benavidez at first. And the pitch on the way is fouled left side, and that's back and out of play. And off the top of the third base dugout, being occupied by the number one seeded Liberty Christian Patriots, and the count remains a ball and two strikes. No score in the ball game. We're in the bottom of the first inning. And the pitch on the way by Mason. He's hit in the air, left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Guerin aboard on a leadoff single, and that will bring up Megan Butcher, the Patriots catcher. Irish in the outfield. Rodriguez is in left. Ortuño in center. Perez is in right. The battery, block catching. Mason pitching. And the pitch on the way, butted out in front of the plate, taken by Mason. Throw to first is just in time. Sacrifice is successful. 1-4, and on the play, Guerin advances to second. So with one out, that'll bring up Bella Rohel, the Patriots pitcher. Runner in scoring position with one out here in the last half of the first. Pitch by Mason, right there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good, hard strike on her part. Semi-final game going on right now. Quarterfinal action yesterday, a couple of surprises. The number 2 and 3 seeds defeated. 0-1 pitch on the way. That's foul tip at the plate, and the count is 0-2. Colton defeated Elmira Cooley Hartline by a score of 8-5. Nacelle nipped Sunnyside Christian 7-6, so the number 3 and number 2 seeds respectively defeated on Friday. Pitch on the way is lined into right field. That is a base hit. Perez up with the ball. She'll throw to second. And coming in to score is Guerin, and the Patriots lead by a score of 1-0. As Rohel takes an 0-2 pitch into right field. And Guerin comes in to score. Stepping up to the plate will be Madison Getchell. He's playing first base for the Patriots. So Sunnyside Christian, the second seed into the state tournament. Elmira Cooley Hartline, the number 3 seed, and both teams beaten yesterday. DeSales, of course, beating Wilbur Creston Keller 13-0. Liberty Christian beat Dayton 11-1. Patriots winning by the mercy rule, thanks to a 6-run fifth inning in that ball game. As the first delivery is high, Getchell, 1-1, no strikes. Winner of this game will advance to the championship game this afternoon. Pitch on the way. It's bounced up the middle. Holsinger has the ball go off her glove, and everybody is safe. Tough break there for the Irish, and the Patriots now with runners at first and second with one out. Reese Quiros now stepping up to the plate. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch on the way by Guest is right there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Rohel at second. Getchell at first. One out. 1-0, Liberty Christian. Time call for a moment. Heroes back into the right-handed batter's box. Mason peers in. And 0-1 pitch on the way. Over the inside corner for strike two. And a fine job by Block to frame that 0-1 delivery. And strike two is called. And the count is 0-2. And the 0-2 on the way. Just off the outside corner. Ball one. 1-2. Not a bad idea. Off the outside corner by a whisker or two. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. And a fired up Mason gets the ball back from her battery mate Block after recording that strikeout. And two ladies retired here in the bottom of the first inning, and that will bring up Kiana Westfall, the Patriots shortstop. And the pitch by Mason. Check swing. Did she go around? I don't believe she did. We're going to check it, and the base umpire says no. Three-man umpiring crew for this semifinal game. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch on the way, and that's bounced up the middle off the glove of Mason and past Holsinger into left center field. One run will score, and it's 2-0 Liberty Christian. A tough break there for the Irish. Westfall is aboard. Rohel comes in to score. And Getchell moves around to third. Malia Westfall is the batter. Loser of this contest will be playing a consolation game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Pitch on the way is bounced to the right side. Taken by Benavidez. She steps on the bag and side retired. But a couple of runs score. The Patriots score twice here in the bottom of the first. Two runs, a couple of hits, a couple of errors, and two runners left on base. Deuces wild. Go to the top of the second. Liberty Christian 2. DeSales no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the second inning. 2-0 at Liberty Christian. The first pitch to Peyton Benavidez from Rohel is a called strike. Patriots 2, Irish no score. And the pitch to Benavidez is fouled to the screen at left side, and it's 0-2. Irish winning last year's championship game here at the Gateway Sports Complex, despite just 2 hits in that contest. Irish, a fair amount of opportunism in that game. As the next pitch is fouled off by Benavidez, and she stays alive. The count holds at no balls and two strikes. 0-2 on Benavidez. Was 1-for-2 yesterday with a run scored. Currently hitting .446. The pitch on the way by Rohel, a high hard one swung on and missed for strike three. She ended the first inning with a strikeout of Ortuño and starts the second inning with a strikeout of Benavidez. And that'll bring up Myra Rodriguez. She was 0-for-2 in the quarterfinal contest. Right-handed hitter. And the first pitch by Rohel. Swung on and missed. Gretchen Ferraro is on deck. 2-0 Liberty Christian. One out, nobody on here in the top half of the second inning. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled to the right side. Just over Ferraro in the on-deck circle. Off the screen. Just to the left of the first base dugout, occupied by the DeSales Irish. And the count is 0-2 on Rodriguez. Rohel, 0-2 pitch. And getting a piece of it. Very nicely indeed is Rodriguez, and she stays alive. at 0-2. A nice changeup on the part of Rohel. And Rodriguez just able to get a piece of it. Got the head of the bat on the ball. 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch from Rohel. Here it is. And it's lying near side and almost picked off the on-deck hitter Ferraro. And the count remains 0-2. No balls and two strikes on the Irish left fielder. Rohel, her 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike three. High hard one out of the zone. And Rodriguez comes up empty. And that'll bring up Gretchen Ferraro. Sales third baseman. She was 1-for-3 in Friday's ball game. Scored a couple of times. Also had an RBI in that win over the Wildcats of over Preston McKellar. First pitch on the way. Squared around a bunt. Pulled the bat back and takes the ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfielder playing her shallow. From left to right, Stevenson in left, Hawk in center, and R. Ross in right. Next delivery, strike one call, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Nadira Perez is the on-deck hitter for the Irish, who trail 2-0. Here in the top of the second. Next pitch is off the outside corner. Ferraro squared around a bunt, pulled the bat back, and takes ball two. Two balls and one strike. Again, our heartiest congratulations to Jake Warwick, medalist in the Class 1B State Golf Championships earlier this week. Next pitch, a fun attempt, fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Warwick going 149 in the two rounds at Liberty Lake. A 78 the first day, a 71 on day two. Also a shout-out to Matt Beck, who finished 11th for the Irish. He went 86-87 in his two rounds as the next pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Uneventful inning for the Irish, nothing across. Rohel strikes out the side. After an inning and a half, Liberty Christian 2, DeSales no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia reporting semifinal action in the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. The two-time defending champion DeSales Irish trailing league rival Liberty Christian 2-0 as we go here in the last half of the second inning. And the first pitch by Mason is right there for a called strike to the leadoff hitter for the Patriots, left fielder Kaya Stevenson. 0-1 is the count. And the pitch by Mason, the 0-1, just a tad low, and the count even at a ball and a strike. Stevenson to be followed by the designated player Ava Quiros, and then back to the top of the order for third baseman Cheyenne Guerin. Next delivery on the inside corner for strike two called. Stevenson backing out of the way, but takes a called second. And it's 1-2. And the delivery on the way by Mason, the 1-2 on its way, and it's fouled back to the screen left side. And the count holds at 1-2. Mason making her 12th start of the season, her 17th appearance in the circle. 8 complete games on the season. A 10-3 record with a 2.04 earned run average. 1-2 pitch on the way is outside, low, ball 2, 2 balls and 2 strikes. ⅔ innings pitched coming into this game for Mason. And her pitch on the way is swung on and missed for strike 3. One down. The second strikeout of the ball game for Mason. That is 110 strikeouts on the season. And here is Ava Karos, designated player. And the pitch. It's high. One ball, no strikes. Heartiest congratulations to DeSales track and field athletes excelling this weekend. Many Irish athletes, according to Jason Guest, who I saw earlier today, DeSales senior. Many of the athletes on their way to the state championships next weekend. Wish them all the best after outstanding district show. Says the next delivery, the 1-1, is at the knees for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Yeah, the 2-1 pitch on the way by Mason on its way, and it's low ball 3, 3 balls and 1 strike. Also want to send good luck wishes to the DeSales baseball team competing in state quarterfinal competition. Irish today at Elmira, Cooley Hartlung. Pitch on the way. The 3-1 is bounced over the circle and might be an infield hit, but no. Charging in is Holsinger to make a fine, fine play. A strong throw to first, and she gets Ava Karos at first base. 6-3 if you're scoring. Yeah, it's 6-3 even if you're not scoring. Two down. Back to the top of the order for Cheyenne Guerin. She singled and scored in the first inning. This is the fourth meeting of the year between these two teams. Pitch on the way. Right there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Liberty Christian winning on the 3 previous occasions. A contrast to last season when the Irish beat the Patriots a half a dozen times. Pitch on the way. Bounce to the left side. Backhanded by Holsinger. Throw across. Is in time. Inside retired. Nothing across for Liberty Christian in the last half of inning 2. And after 2 innings of play, Liberty Christian 2. DeSales, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable. But your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the third inning of play here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, two-time defending Class 1B state champions, trailing Liberty Christian Patriots 2-0 after a couple of innings of play. Irish in this inning sending up the 9-1 and 2 hitters. And Perez takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1 on Yadira. A solid single in yesterday's game. She was 1-for-1 officially. Also walked in the contest. The 0-1 pitch, he fights off and chops foul behind home plate. and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. On Yadira Perez. Rogel. Her pitch on the way, a high hard one swung on and missed for strike three. Five straight strikeouts for Rogel. Back to the top of the order for Teresa Holsinger, who grounded to third in the first. Teresa came into play today with a 522 batting average, a team high. And Rogel's first pitch was high, one ball, no strikes. Irish, of course, scored 10 runs in the first inning on Friday in their romp over Wilbur Preston Keller. And the delivery, just high ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Irish got 10 runs in the first inning. Added a little bit more after that in their 13-0 triumph. Irish was shut out in just the fourth inning of that contest, called after 4.5 innings due to the run rule. As Holsinger lines the ball to center field, and the ball is going to get by the center fielder Hawk and roll to the fence. Holsinger with a big burst of speed on her way to third, and she will go in standing up with a one-out triple. Hawk came in on the ball, was unable to come up with it, and the ball by her into the fence. And Teresa Holsinger taking advantage of that and motoring around to third with a one-out triple. For Teresa, that is her second three-bagger of the season. Addie Mason stands into the right-handed batter's box. Rogel's pitch there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Holsinger at third with one out here in the top of the third. 2-0 Liberty Christian. Rogel. Pitch on the way. Off of the catcher. Coming in to score with a slide is Holsinger. And it's now a 2-1 ball game in favor of Liberty Christian. A wild pitch by Rogel. And Holsinger scores. Count even on Mason at one ball and one strike. Teresa Holsinger scoring for the 48th time this season. That run brings the Irish to within a single tally at 2-1. Pitch on the way to Mason. And that's outside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 on Addie Mason, who walked in the first inning. 2-1 on the way. Counts to the left side. Taken by Guerin. Throw to first. Is in time. Two down. 5-3. On the put out. And that'll bring up Rosalind Block, who singled in the first inning. Block coming into this game with a 453 batting average. Now has 40 hits on the season after that first inning single. At the moment, 40 for 87. Hill looks to the third base dugout for instruction. Now on top of the slab. The pitch on the way. It's inside. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count. Rosalind Block. Rogel. Peers in. Has the sign. Pitch on the way. And that's just inside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. 2-1 Liberty Christian, two out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the third inning of this semifinal game for the Class 1B State Softball Tournament. Delighted to have you with us. Pitch on the way. That's lined right back to the circle, caught by Rogel, and side retired. The Irish score a run on one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. After 2.5 innings of play, Liberty Christian 2, DeSales 1, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, Roy Elia reporting on this Saturday morning, and a beautiful one it is. Liberty Christian Patriots 2, the DeSales Irish 1, through 2.5 innings of this semifinal game. And the leadoff hitter for the Patriots is Butcher, and the first pitch from Mason. Strike one called, 0-1. Get some pop on that one. Did Mason in her 0-1 delivery. Plate word. It's bounced to the right side. Weakly taken by Donnelly. Throw to first. One out. Routine play handled very nicely indeed by Donnelly. One up and one down. And that'll bring up Rohel, who singled and scored in inning one. Liberty Christian, two runs in the first inning. The Sales responding with a run in the third. And the first pitch to Rohel is strike one call. Nothing in one is the count. And the 0-1 pitch from Mason. That's low, 1-1. Mason coming into this game and allowed just 47 hits on the season. She did allow two in the first. And the next delivery is grounded in right field for a base hit. Rohel is 2-for-2 in the ball game. Nice job of hitting there. And she worm burns one into right field. And Madison Getchell step up to the plate. She reached on an error in the first inning. Adele Williamson into the ball game for Rohel. She is a courtesy runner for the Patriots. Here is Mason with her first pitch. And that is grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Williamson to second, going to try to go to third. Holsinger's throw to third is not in time. Ball was dropped by Ferraro. Ball coming in from center field. Ortuño with the throw to Holsinger. And a throw to third not quite in time. Don't think it would have mattered that Ferraro was not able to handle the throw. And Williamson in safely. A base hit for Getchell. Runners at the corners for the Patriots with one out. And that brings up Reese Quiros, who struck out in the first inning. First pitch to her is swung on and missed, 0-1. Williamson, courtesy runner at third, and Getchell at first. One out here in the last half of the third. 0-1 pitch, butted in front of the circle, taken by the pitcher. And the throw home is going to be in time! Benavidez throws to first. Or I should say, Mason throws to first. The throw not in time, but then the throw home nails Williamson trying to score. 1-3-2 on the putout. A big second out for the Irish. Getchell around a third on the fielder's choice. And that brings up Kiana Westfall, who reached on an error in the first inning. The pitch lifted in the air, right center field. Over and under the ball, and making the catch is Ortuño, and the Irish get out of trouble here in the bottom of the third. The Patriots do not score. No runs for Liberty Christian. A couple of hits, and they strand two. After three innings of play, Liberty Christian 2, DeSales 1, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
2-1 Liberty Christian as we begin the top half of the fourth inning, and Lindley Donnelly loops one into right field that is misplayed by Reese Quiros, and going all the way around a third is Donnelly. That, ladies and gentlemen, is hustle as she loops one into right field. Heroes came in on the ball, was not able to get it. The ball behind her and motoring all the way around to third with some amazing hustle is Donnelly. And for Lindley, that's her fourth triple of 2026. And just like that, the potential tying run is at third. 2-1 Liberty Christian. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Maddie Ortuño is the hitter. Ortuño struck out to end the first inning. Peyton Benavidez is on deck. Boy, some amazing hustle by the Irish on the bases. Holsinger with a triple. Legged it out in the third inning, and Donnelly starts the fourth with a three-bagger. The first pitch to Ortuño is a called strike over the inside corner. The count is 0-1. And the pitch on the way by Rohel swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. 0-2 the count on Ortuño. Came into the game hitting 208. 16 hits in 77 official at-bats. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way by Rohel. It's bounced to the right side. It's going to score a run. Making the play at second, Malia Westfall. Her throw to Getchell in time, but on the play, Donnelly comes in to score, and we are tied at two. A nice job by Ortuño to put the ball in play. And that grounder to the right side scores Donnelly. 2-2 is our score. One out, nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Pitch to Peyton Benavidez, a called strike, 0-1. Tied at two in a semifinal game. A one pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Myra Rodriguez is on deck. Oh and two is the count on Peyton Benavidez. Rohel, her 0-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back to the screen. and the count holds at no balls and two strikes. Liberty Christian, two runs in the first inning. Irish responding with an ace in the third. Another ace here in the fourth. We are even in the semifinal game. Hell's pitch on the way. Outside, ball one. One ball and two strikes. Coming into the game, Benavidez with 34 runs batted in. And the pitch to her is fought off and trickled back behind home plate. And the count holds at one and two. Absolutely gorgeous day here in Yakima. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Hope you take some time to salute those who wore our country's uniform who are no longer with us. It's their time. It's their weekend. Benavidez grounds the ball to the left side. Let's follow up with it. And the throw to first is in time as Benavidez hustling down that first baseline. Sliding into first, but she is retired. Nice play by Kiana Westfall. 6-3 on the putout. And there are two out here in the top half of the fourth inning. Myra Rodriguez stands in. She struck out in the second inning. And she gets a piece of the ball, hits it to the left side. Taken by the third baseman. Throw to first, just in time. And a nice job. A nice, nice job by Guerin to cut in front of the shortstop. Westfall cuts the ball off. Strong throw to first in time. And side retired. But the Irish equalize here in the top half of the fourth inning. And we are tied at two after 3.5 innings of play. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Tied at two as we make our way into the bottom half of the fourth inning of the semifinal game in the Class 1B State Softball Championships. Roy Elia reporting live from the Gateway Sports Complex here in Yakima. Liberty Christian Patriots will be sending up the bottom third of their order to face Addie Mason. Leah Westfall leading things off. And the first pitch to her is outside, one ball, no strike. Westfall retired three unassisted in the first inning. Addie Mason, the sign from Rosalind Block. The 1-0 pitch. It's high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. Malia Westfall to be followed by Kaya Stevenson and then Eva Heroes here in the bottom of the fourth. And the 2-0 pitch on the way is there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike to count. For 3.5 innings, this matchup between these two powerhouses living up to the billing. As the next delivery finds the inside corner, just above the knees, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Westfall. 2-2 delivery on the way from Mason. Is hit to the right side, taken on a couple of bounces by Bienvenida. Touches the first base pillow for the first out. Second time in the ball game. Leah Westfall retired, three unassisted. That'll bring up Kaya Stevenson, who struck out leading off the second inning. We are tied at two. Again, delighted to have you with us for our sales softball coverage. First pitch low to Stevenson, one ball, no strikes. Stevenson, a left-handed hitter. And the pitch on the way. That's low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Irish outfield, Wazer straight away. The corners in defensively. Ferraro at third and Benavidez at first. 2-0 is the count. And the 2-0 pitch from Mason. Right there for a strike. 2-1. Middle of the infield, Holsinger at short, Donnelly at second. Playing pretty much straight away. Not too deep and not too shallow. And next delivery misses. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Stevenson. And 3-1 pitch on the way by Mason. And it's high ball four. One out walk to Stevenson. The first walk of the game issued by Mason. Just the 28th on the season. And that'll bring up Ava Quiros, the designated player. She was retired 6-3 in the second inning. The pitch. Straight foul near side. 0-1. No balls and one strike on the Patriots left fielder. Mason is ready. And her 0-1 pitch on the way. It's fouled back to the screen. And the count is 0-2. Nothing and two on Ava Quiros. Stevenson at first with one out. 2-2 tie. The delivery is waved at in this first strike three. A high, hard one, and Quiros is K'd. Two down. Third strikeout in the game for Mason. Back to the top of the order for Cheyenne Guerin. One for two, singled and scored in the first. And was retired 6-3 to end the second. The first pitch to her is a ball. 1-0. See if Stevenson is going here, trying to get in scoring position with two out. A pitch by Mason. And it's line foul down the left side. And in amongst the spectators, sitting down the left field line. And the count is even at one ball and one strike. 1-1. On Guerin. A 2-2 tie. One on, two out here in the last half of the fourth inning. Pitch on the way to Guerin. And she lines it to shortstop. Holsinger, Lita Donnelly. Get the force out at second. Stevenson went in standing up. She is retired 6-4. She is erased. Fielder's choice to Guerin. And the inning over for the Patriots. No runs. No hits. No errors, and a runner was left. After four innings of play, we are tied to Sales 2, Liberty Christian 2, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the fifth inning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. Semifinal action in the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. Two-time defending champion DeSales and league rival Liberty Christian tied at two. Gretchen Ferraro leads off and takes the strike over the inside corner. Squared around a bunt, pulled the bat back. Strike one is called. 0-1. Rohel into the wind. Her 0-1 pitch, that's inside. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Gretchen struck out to end the second inning. One of five strikeouts that Rohel has in the ball game. Next delivery is a called strike. And the count is 1-2. 1-2 on Gretchen Ferraro. And the pitch. And that's swung on a miss. Strike three. Went after a high one. Came up empty. And that'll bring up Adira Perez, who fanned leading off the DeSales third. An inning in which DeSales scored the first of its two runs in this contest. Rohel. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed by the left-handed hitter. 0-1. Rohel. Here's in. 0-1 pitch. Changeup is low. One ball and one strike. Much appreciated. The sales loyalist Kathy Lindgren providing me with a bottled water on this warm Saturday morning. It's appreciated very much. Next delivery, she offered. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Perez. Here is Rohel with her 1-2 pitch. And that swung on and missed for strike three. Two down. Teresa Holsinger stands in. Teresa 1-for-2. Grounded to third in the first inning. Tripled and scored in the third. She scored on a wild pitch by Rohel. 2-2 tie. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Two out, nobody on. And the pitch to Holsinger at the belt for a strike. 0-1. Teresa Holsinger, DeSales shortstop in her third year of varsity ball. Hell's 0-1 pitch on the way. And that's high, ball one. One ball and one strike. 1-1. On Teresa Holsinger. Athletics very important to the Holsinger family. 1-1 pitch is popped up right side, playable in foul territory, and making the grab is Getchell. Side retired. Nothing across for the Irish in the top of the fifth. We're tied at two going to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
To the bottom of the fifth inning here in Yakima, I'm Roy Helaya, the Sales and Liberty Christian, tied at 2. Semifinal game of the Class 1B State Softball Championships. Bottom of the fifth inning, Liberty Christian up at bats. And the first pitch by Addie Mason, swung on and missed by the Patriots leadoff hitter, Megan Butcher. Who's 0-for-1 in the game. She didn't have a sacrifice in the first inning. And the next pitch to her is hit in the air to right field, and the ball is caught out there by Perez. Nice catch out there by Perez in right field. A good hard hit by Butcher, but she is denied. We love you, Miss Perez. One out. That'll bring up Rohel, who is 2-for-2, 2 singles in the ball game. And the first pitch is low, 1 ball, no strikes. Just before the end of the top of the fifth, we talk about the importance of athletics in the Holsinger family. 1-0 pitch on the way, and it's bounced to the right side and by Donnelly and into right center field. Rohel on fire. She is 3-for-3 in the ball game, and that'll bring up Getchell. Teresa's brothers, Billy and Bobby, distinguishing themselves in DeSales lore. Billy now attending the University of Virginia. He's a math major. Bobby, I believe, is an employee at the Walla Walla Country Club, if I'm not mistaken. Works on the grounds crew as the first delivery is grounded to the right side. Donnelly throws to first in time to get Getchell, and on the play, Rohel advances to second. Two down. Reese Quiros to the plate. She struck out in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. And the pitch on the way. It's outside. 1 ball, no strikes. That fielder's choice, a 1-3-2 fielder's choice. She was safe at first. The throw by Mason did not get her at first, but then an alert throw by Benavidez to block at home cut down courtesy runner Williamson. And a bouncer to the left side, mishandled by Ferraro, and everybody's safe. Gretchen a little slow to get up. A little bit disappointed with herself after not being able to handle that bouncer to the left side. Rohel tried to come in and score, but time had been called. And now the Liberty Christian coach talking things over with the home plate umpire. It was a very quick conversation. Things are all squared away. So runners at the corners with two out. Rohel, hey, why not? Not sure if time was called or not. Why not try to score? It's possible that time was not called, but it was, in fact. So Quiros is safe at first. Rohel at third. And the batter is Kiana Westfall. Reached on an error in the first, flew out to center field in the third. The first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. A 2-2 tie here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Patriots threatening with runners at first and third and two out. 0-1 pitch on the way by Mason. Hit in the air and hit well to center field. Back on the ball and watching the ball go out of the ballpark. Straight away center field is the center fielder Ortuño. Kiara Westfall goes deep. Liberty Christian leads by a score of 5-2. Oh, Westfall. What a big swing for her. A home run to straightaway center field with two out. The Irish so close to getting out of the inning, but it's not meant to be as Iana Westfall goes deep. She hit it well. I thought Ortuño might have a chance at it, but no, it clears the fence in straightaway center field, and the Patriots lead 5-2. Here is Malia Westfall. Pitch on the way, and that's high, one ball, no strikes. 5-2, Liberty Christian. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Big, big swing. A clutch. Three-run homer by Westfall. Next pitch is high, two balls, no strikes. Two and oh on Malia Westfall. She is 0-2 in the game. And the pitch to her is fouled off the screen right side. And the count is 2-1. Big, big, big swing. A clutch at bat. Iana Westfall. The pitch on the way. The 2-1 is high. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three and one is the count on Malia Westfall. And the pitch on the way by Mason. 3-1, this is high, ball four. A two-out walk. The inning continues. And here is Stevenson. Kaya Stevenson, 0-1. She struck out in the second, walked in the fourth. And the pitch on the way by Mason. It's low, one ball, no strikes. One and oh is the count on the left-handed hitter. The Patriots left fielder, Kaya Stevenson. Patriots 5, Irish 2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch is there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. It's a little number down the third baseline. Irish unable to make the play, and moments later, a three-run home run by Westfall. Next pitch misses, ball two, two balls and one strike. Ava Quiros is on deck. And the pitch on the way by Mason in the dirt and to the backstop. Down to second base goes Malia Westfall. Three balls and a strike. Block out to the circle to give her battery mate some encouragement. This ball game at the moment an hour and 5 minutes old, and we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-2 Liberty Christian. 3-1 pitch on the way. Lined into left field for a base hit. Here comes Westfall. Rounding third, she will score. And it's a 6-2 ball game in favor of Liberty Christian. More two-out magic for the Patriots. A liner to left by Stevenson scores Malia Westfall. Another case of a Patriot coming through in the clutch. Assistant coach Becky Tompkins. Out to the mound. The DeSales infield in its entirety joining in on the conversation. And Ava Quiros readies herself for an at-bat against Mason. Ava Quiros 0-2. She grounded to short in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. And the first pitch is a ball. And it's 1-0. tough, tough luck for the Irish here in the bottom of the fifth. Good fortune for the Patriots. The pitch, the 1-0, is fouled back to the screen. Right side, that's 1-1. 6-2, Liberty Christian. A big, big blow, a three-run home run by Keanu Westfall. Entered the at-bat 0-2 on the day. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. And side retired. Well, they said that the batter walked off the field, so she was ruled out. Okay. That was just the second strike. But they rule her out. So Quiros is out, and that does it for the bottom of the fifth. But Liberty Christian scores four times, and the Patriots will take a 6-2 lead into the sixth inning. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. The Liberty Christian Patriots leading the DeSales Irish 6-2. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. The Irish sending up the 2, 3, and 4 hitters against Rohel. First pitch to Eddie Mason is a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Mason to be followed by Block, and then Donnelly here in the top of the sixth. 1-0 pitch is inside, ball 2, 2 balls and no strikes. Mason walked in the first and went 5-3 in the third. Next pitch, high ball 3, 3 balls, no strikes. 3-0 on Eddie Mason. Rohel, 3-0 pitch. That's low ball 4, a 4-pitch walk to lead off the top half of the sixth inning. Good discipline on the part of Mason. And here comes Roslyn Block. Irish need base runners. Irish trailing 6-2 here in the top half of the sixth inning. And the pitch by Rohel. Inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Five straight out of the zone. Served by Rohel. And here is the 1-0 pitch on the way. And it's hit in the air, left field. Going to get down for a base hit. To second goes Mason, and the Irish with runners at first and second and nobody out. And that'll bring up Lindley Donnelly. Time is called. Going to have a conference in the circle. All the Liberty Christian infielders were going to join in on the conversation. But the coach and Rohel shoo them away. 6-2 Liberty Christian. The Irish with runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. Irish need to make something happen. Trailing by four. Lindley Donnelly. Safe on a fielder's choice in the first inning. He tripled and scored in the fourth. A triple here would be nice. Here is Rohel. Pitch on the way. And it hit her. And the bases are loaded. And the Liberty Christian coach having a discussion with the home plate umpire. Now the home plate umpire going to have a conversation with his mates out on the base paths. If the play stands, the Irish will have the bases loaded with nobody out. After review, the call stands. Donnelly hit by a pitch, and the bases are loaded. Here is Matty Ortuño. Bases loaded, nobody out. 6-2 Liberty Christian. And the pitch on the way. Over the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Peyton Benavidez on deck. Rohel, 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, missed. It's 0-2. Scoreboard says 1-1, but I believe it is 0-2. It is 0-2. Confirmed by the home plate umpire. Rohill or 0-2 pitch on the way. Huh. Ball one. A ball and two strikes. Ortuño struck out in the first inning. And was out 4-3 in the fourth. And the pitch on the way is grounded to the right side. Going to be taken by the first baseman. The out is made at first. Coming in to score is Mason. The throw to the plate not in time. And we have ourselves a 6-3 ball game in favor of Liberty Christian. So Ortuño puts the ball in play. She is out three unassisted. But on the play, Donnelly to second. Block to third. Mason scores. And that'll bring up Peyton Benavidez, left-handed hitter. And the pitch on the way by Rohel, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. 0-1 the count on Benavidez. She's 0-2 in the ball game, and the pitch on the way is outside, 1-1. Peyton struck out in the second inning. Out 6-3 in the fourth. 6-3 Liberty Christian. And the pitch by Rohel. Hit on the left side, foul, and off the fencing in front of the third base dugout. And it's 1-2. 1-2 on Peyton Benavidez. Block at third, Donnelly at second. 1-2 pitch on the way by Rohel is chopped foul to the left, and it remains 1-2. On deck hitter, Myra Rodriguez. 1-2 count. Here is the 1-2 pitch on the way by Rohel. It's fouled back to the screen. It remains 1-2. Corners up defensively for the Patriots. Middle of the infield is back. 1-2. Benavidez. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike three. Two down. Big strikeout for Rohel. And that'll bring up Myra Rodriguez, who is 0-2. She struck out in the second inning. grounded to third in the fourth. Rohel looks to the dugout for instructions. Toes the rubber, pitch on the way. And it's hit to the right side, and it is bobbled by the first baseman, but it is taken up by the second baseman alertly. Getchell not able to handle it, but Malia Westfall there to save the day for the Patriots, and side retired. Big play on the part of the Patriots. The Irish settle for a run. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Liberty Christian 6, DeSales 3, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom of the sixth inning here in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish trailing the Liberty Christian Patriots 6-3. And the Patriots will send up the top of the order here in the bottom of the sixth. First delivery to Guerin. Mason is lined into left field for a base hit. That is the eighth hit in the game for the Patriots. And that'll bring up Megan Butcher. Sacrificed 1-4 in the first. Grounded to second in the third and flew out to right field in the fifth. Pitch on the way. Just a little low. Maybe a little outside. One ball, no strikes. One and oh is the count on Butcher. And 1-0 pitch. It's fouled back to the screen. And it's 1-1. Winner of this game will play for the state championship. Late this afternoon, the loser will play a consolation game at 1 o'clock. Mason's 1-1 pitch. Bunned in front of the plate. Taken. Very nicely indeed by Mason. Her throw to Donnelly covering first is in time. A 1-4 sacrifice for Butcher. Guerin to second. And here is Rohel. Who's been a pain in the neck. 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored. 3 hits, all singles, and the pitch off the glove of Block into the backstop, and advancing to third is Guerin. One ball, no strikes on Rohel. And pitch by Mason. Just outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Two and all is the count on Bella Rohel. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that's low and to the backstop. On her way in from third is Guerin to make it a 7-3 ball game in favor of Liberty Christian. And the count runs to 3-0 on Rohel. 3 balls, no strikes. And the pitch on the way, that's low ball 4. A 4-pitch walk to Rohel. And that'll bring up Getchell, who is 1-for-3. She singled in the third, reached on an error in the first, Grounded out to second in the fifth. Williamson into the ball game for the Patriots as a courtesy runner. Mason's first pitch is grounded up the middle, taken by Holsinger. Second to one, throw to first is off the glove of Benavidez. And Benavidez will tag the runner as she rounded the wrong way as she, instead of going outside, she went inside, and Benavidez alertly tags her out. So Williamson is out 6-4. And then Getchell is out. Almost a fielder's choice, but again, she circled inside, should have circled outside, and Benavidez alertly tags her before she can get back to the first base bag, and that will do it for the Patriots in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh, Liberty Christian 7, DeSales 3, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Do the seventh inning of play here at the Gateway Sports Complex. I'm Roy Elia. Liberty Christian Patriots with the upper hand, leading the DeSales Irish 7-3. Gretchen Ferraro takes a first pitch ball from Rohel. And the 1-0 pitch on the way is popped up and playable in foul territory, and making the grab in foul territory near the first base bag is Getchell for out number one. And that'll bring up a pinch hitter. Tompkins will pinch hit for Perez. He struck out twice in the ballgame. Quite the youth movement on this DeSales roster. Just one senior on the team. You got to believe that the future looking very, very bright for Irish softball. Tompkins, an indicator of that. One of the young pups on this year's team. Rohill's pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Teresa Holsinger is on deck. One out, nobody on, 7-3, Liberty Christian. The pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Tompkins. Rohel, her 0-2 pitch on the way, and it's fouled near side. Tompkins stays alive. And she fouls it on a bounce just to the left. On deck hitter, Teresa Holsinger. 0-2 is the count. Rohel's pitch, the 0-2, is hit back to the circle, taken by Rohel. She'll run to the first base bag, underhand to Getchell for out number two. Tompkins did put the ball in play. Gotta give her credit after falling behind 0-2. She is out 1-3, and that'll bring up Teresa Holsinger, the last hope for the Irish here in the top half of the seventh inning. 7-3, Liberty Christian. Rohel against Holsinger. The pitch. Floats inside. One ball, no strikes. Teresa is 1 for 3. She tripled and scored in the third inning. Last time up, she fouled out the first to end the fifth. And the next delivery, the 1-0, is a called strike. One ball and one strike on Teresa Holsing. A 1-1 pitch. High. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Addie Mason would be next. 7-3 Liberty Christian. Two out. Nobody on. Top of the seventh inning. Pitch on the way is low. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Teresa Holsinger. Rohel for 3-1 pitch. Here it is. And it's lined into center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Taken on a hop by Hawk out in center field. And Teresa Holsinger keeps the Irish alive with a solid single to center. Addie Mason. 0 for 1 in the game. She has walked twice. She looks to keep the Irish alive here in the top of the seventh. One on, two out. 7-3, Liberty Christian. And the pitch on the way. Over the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Singer at first with two out. Pitch on the way, and that is hit through the right side and into right center field. Holsinger on her way to third. The ball going under the glove of the second baseman, Malia Westfall, and into right center field. And Mason with a two-out hit. And the Irish with runners at the corners with two out. That'll bring up Rosalind Block. Irish need another base runner to bring the potential tying run to the dish. Now a conference in the circle. The Liberty Christian infielders lending their support to their pitcher, Rohel, who thus far in the ball game has allowed a half a dozen hits. Rosalind Block, right-handed hitter. 7-3 Liberty Christian, top of the seventh. Two on, two out. Rohel, first pitch to Block, is popped up right side. And off the fencing, 0-1. Lindley Donnelly would be next. Two on, two out. 7-3 Liberty Christian. The pitch by Rohel. Fouled back off the screen. And it's 0-2. Liberty Christian looking to defeat the Irish for the fourth time this season. After the Irish swept a half dozen matchups a season ago. 0-2. Rohel's 0-2 pitch on the way is line foul down the left side. And it's still 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Center fielder Hawk shaded a bit over into right center field. Those on either side of her playing straight away. Here is the 0-2 pitch on the way. And it's hit to the left side and through for a base hit. Holsinger scores. And it's now a 7-4 ball game in favor of Liberty Christian. 3-2 out hits. Block an RBI. Holsinger scores. Mason to second. Glock now occupies first. Lindley Donnelly at the plate. And the pitch by Rohel. Grounded to the left side, taken by the shortstop, underhands the second, and the ball game is over. 6-4 fielder's choice, hit into by Donnelly. Kiana Westfall to Malia Westfall for the 6-4 putout, and the ball game comes to an end. The Irish score a run. They gave it a heck of a try in the top of the seventh inning, but come up short. Irish score one run. They had three hits. They strand a couple. Liberty Christian did not commit an error. Our final score in this semifinal game, Liberty Christian 7, DeSales 4. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish defeated in state semifinal action, the Class 1B State Softball Championships. The top-seeded Liberty Christian Patriots defeat the Irish by a final score of 7-4. And will advance to this afternoon's championship game in this 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. The final line score on this morning's contest for Liberty Christian, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Patriots stranded 6. The DeSales Irish, 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. The Irish stranded a half dozen in this ball game. The big blow of the contest occurring in the fifth inning. Score tied at two. Kiana Westfall sent an 0-1 pitch from Addie Mason over the fence in straightaway center field, a three-run home run that gave the Patriots a 5-2 lead. And that's the difference in this ball game. The Patriots scored twice in the bottom of the first inning. The Irish came back with single runs in the third and fourth. Patriots scored four times in the fifth inning. Each team scored a run in the sixth. The Irish rallied, a little two-out magic in the top of the seventh inning. Three consecutive hits with two outs produced a run, but the Irish not able to complete the comeback, and the Irish defeated by a final score of 7-4. So the Irish will now make their way into the consolation bracket. And if I'm not mistaken, they'll be playing either Elmira Cooley Heartline or Sunnyside Christian at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We plan to take the air this afternoon at or around 12:50 right here on your home for Irish Radio. A tough go for the Lady Irish. They gave it a good try, but in the end, that big, big swing on the part of Westfall helps lift the Liberty Christian Patriots into the championship game of this 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. We're going to take one final commercial break and return to the Gateway Sports Complex to wrap things up on this Saturday morning. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back one final time at the Gateway Sports Complex here in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish defeated the semifinals of the Class 1B State Softball Championship for 2026. The Irish losing in the semifinals to league rival Liberty Christian by a score of 7-4. The Liberty Christian Patriots will play for the tournament championship later today. They will take on either Nacelle or Colton. They will be the overwhelming favorite in that one. The semifinal contest between Nacelle and Colton pitting the number 7 seed against the number 6 seed. Those two teams pulling off surprises on Friday. Colton defeated the 3rd seed, ACH. Elmira Cooley Heartline 8-5, and Nacelle nipped Sunnyside Christian 7-6 on Friday. Another score to report. In a consolation game, Dayton overwhelming Wilbur Creston Keller, a final score of 22-0. The Dayton Bulldogs will be taking on the loser of the Nacelle Colton contest at 1 o'clock. The DeSales Irish will be playing either Elmira Cooley Heartline or Sunnyside Christian this afternoon on Field 2. That game is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock, and we plan to take the air at or around 12:50 right here on your home for Irish Radio. Plan to bring you consolation action in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament for 2026 in just a couple of hours' time or so. It's going to wrap up our broadcast this morning. We want to send out some thank yous as we sign off on this Saturday morning. We first want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. We also want to send our sincere thanks to our in-studio engineer, the former Juliana Fazzari, for a job beautifully done. Also want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. Of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for tuning in to our softball coverage on this Saturday morning. We'll have more softball coverage for you at or around 12:50 this afternoon, a consolation game. The DeSales Irish will be taking on either Elmira Cooley Heartline or Sunnyside Christian. Again, airtime 12:50 right here on your home for Irish Radio. For now, it is time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, from the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish defeated in state semifinal action by Liberty Christian. The Patriots defeat the Irish by a score of 7-4. Now, paraphrasing the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, we wish each and every one of you in Irish Nation a very pleasant good morning.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.